Ja sam u malom gradu.
I am in a small town.
Želim pronaći pekaru.
I want to find a bakery.
Gdje je pekara?
Where is the bakery?
Pitam jednog čovjeka.
I ask a man.
Oprostite, gdje je pekara?
Excuse me, where is the bakery?
Čovjek se smije.
The man smiles.
On kaže, blizu je.
He says, it is near.
Hodam do pekare.
I walk to the bakery.
To je lijepo mjesto.
It is a nice place.
Mirisao sam kruh.
I smell bread.
To je svježe.
It is fresh.
Želim neke kolačiće.
I want some cookies.
Pekar je sretan.
The baker is happy.
Ja kupujem kolačiće.
I buy cookies.
Zahvaljujem pekaru.
I thank the baker.
Idem kući sretan.
I go home happy.
U Majamiju je nestao pas.
In Miami, a dog went missing.
Ime psa bilo je Max.
The dog's name was Max.
Max je bio mali smeđi pas.
Max was a small brown dog.
Njegov vlasnik, Lucy, jako ga voljela.
His owner, Lucy, loved him very much.
Jednog dana, Lucy je povela Maxa u park.
One day, Lucy took Max to the park.
Max je vidio mnogo drugih pasa u parku.
Max saw many other dogs at the park.
Igrao je i trčao s njima.
He played and ran with them.
Lucy je bila jako sretna.
Lucy was very happy.
Iznenada, Max je pobjegao.
Suddenly, Max ran away.
Lucy je glasno pozvala njegovo ime.
Lucy called his name loudly.
Ljude oko parka su je gledali.
People around the park looked at her.
Max se vratio nakon nekog vremena.
Max came back after some time.
Lucy je čvrsto zagrlila Maxa.
Lucy hugged Max tightly.
Bila je jako olakšana.
She was very relieved.
Misteri iz Majamija završio je sretnim ishodom.
The Miami mystery ended happily.
Grupa prijatelja odlučila je trenirati za maraton.
A group of friends decided to train for a marathon.
Željeli su ostati fit i zdravi.
They wanted to stay fit and healthy.
Svako jutro su se sastajali u parku.
Every morning they met at the park.
Zagrijali su se s nekim skakanjem.
They warmed up with some jumping jacks.
Nakon toga, oni su počeli trčati.
After that, they started running.
Prijatelji su trčali zajedno prema ciljnoj liniji.
The friends ran together toward the finish line.
Poticali su jedni druge tijekom trčanja.
They encouraged each other during the run.
Kako je utrka trajala, osjećali su se jačima.
As the race went on, they felt stronger.
Na kraju su prešli cilj i proslavili.
Finally, they crossed the finish line and celebrated.
Bili su ponosni na svoje postignuće zajedno.
They were proud of their achievement together.
U malom gradu, dvoje djece imenom Sara i James igrali su se zajedno svaki dan.
In a small town, two children named Sarah and James played together every day.
Oni su uživali u avanturama u obližnjoj šumi, mjestu punom čuda.
They enjoyed adventures in the nearby forest, a place full of wonders.
Kako su godine prolazile, njihovo prijateljstvo se produbljivalo unatoč izazovima odrastanja.
As years went by, their friendship deepened despite the challenges of growing up.
Oni su dijelili tajne, smijeh i snove, što ih je još više povezalo.
They shared secrets, laughter, and dreams, which bonded them even more.
Međutim, kada su ušli u srednju školu, novi prijatelji počeli su se pojavljivati.
However, as they entered high school, new friends started to emerge.
Ova promjena natjerala je Saru da se ponekad osjeća isključenom, što ju je rastužilo.
This change made Sarah feel left out at times, which saddened her.
James, međutim, bio je podržavajući i često ju podsjećao na njihovu jaku vezu.
James, however, was supportive and often reminded her of their strong bond.
Na kraju su diplomirali i otišli na različite fakultete, ali je njihovo prijateljstvo ostalo snažno.
Eventually, they graduated and went to different colleges, but their friendship remained strong.
U malom selu smještenom među planinama, jezik je tkala tapiseriju svakodnevnog života.
In a small village nestled among the mountains, language wove the tapestry of daily life.
Svaka riječ nosila je težinu povijesti, odjekujući priče predaka koji su odavno otišli.
Each word carried the weight of history, echoing the stories of ancestors long gone.
Djeca su igrala značajnu ulogu u očuvanju ovih tradicija, prevodeći ih kroz generacije.
Children played a significant role in keeping these traditions alive, translating them through generations.
Nisu to samo riječi koje su izrekli, već nijanse i intonacije koje su oblikovale njihov identitet.
It was not merely the words they spoke, but the nuances and inflections that shaped their identity.
Jezik je bila živa tvorevina koja se neprekidno razvija i prilagođava potrebama svojih govornika.
Language was a living entity, constantly evolving and adapting to the needs of its speakers.
Svakom generacijom nove riječi se pojavljuju, obogaćujući leksikon njihove zajednice.
With every generation, new words emerged, enriching the lexicon of their community.
Te riječi nisu bile samo alati za komunikaciju, one su bile oznake identiteta i baštine.
These words were not just communication tools, they were markers of identity and heritage.
Usred šaptanja starih, značaj svake slag duboko je odjekivao u srcima mladih.
Amidst the whispers of the elders, the significance of every syllable resonated deeply in the hearts of the youth.
Dakle, jezik je bio i posuda tradicije i most prema budućnosti, povezujući prošlost s sadašnjosti.
Thus, language was both a vessel of tradition and a bridge to the future, connecting the past with the present.
U eri karakteriziranoj brzim tehnološkim napretkom, etičke implikacije umjetne inteligencije pojavile su se kao ključna briga.
In an era characterized by rapid technological advancement, the ethical implications of artificial intelligence have emerged as a pivotal concern.
Kako mašine postaju sve autonomnije, pitanja o odgovornosti i donošenju odluka se pojavljuju.
As machines become increasingly autonomous, questions regarding accountability and decision-making arise.
Tko je odgovoran kada algoritmi nalažu ishod koji duboko utječu na ljudske živote?
Who is responsible when algorithms dictate outcomes that profoundly affect human lives?
Potencijal za pristranost unutar ovih sustava zahtijeva rigoroznu analizu njihovih okvira.
The potential for bias within these systems necessitates a rigorous examination of their frameworks.
Dakle, etička AI zahtijeva suradnju među raznim disciplinama, uključujući perspektive etičara, inženjera i sociologa.
Thus, ethical AI requires collaboration across various disciplines, incorporating perspectives from ethicists, engineers, and sociologists alike.
Neuspjeh u rješavanju takvih složenosti može rezultirati opasnim posljedicama za društvo.
Failure to address such complexities may result in dangerous repercussions for society.
Dok navigiramo ovim složenim krajolikom, budnost postaje od ključne važnosti u vođenju naših etičkih okvira.
As we navigate this intricate landscape, vigilance becomes paramount in guiding our ethical frameworks.
U zaključku, budućnost umjetne inteligencije ovisi o našoj sposobnosti da spojimo tehnološki napredak s etičkom odgovornošću.
In conclusion, the future of AI hinges on our capacity to merge technological progress with ethical responsibility.